Hollers, peeps, hollers. Welcome to the Tammy's Tidbits and Talks podcast, where we are going to talk answers. Yep, you heard me right. This is the place to be to get your questions answered with strategy. I'm Tammy, and I'm here to talk, to muse, and discuss life and the many questions that come up with each breath that we take. I love to meet uncertainties head on, so let's dive into the topic of the moment and stretch forward to empower dreams, visions, and plans to next and to better. Today's topic of the moment is looking at strategies involved with the second quarter of the 12-month cycle to achieve a major goal, which is entitled Strategy and Action Planning. This period of time is to take the purpose and the goals that you've outlined and add in the details needed to turn your thoughts into actions. If you'd like to see the video message, please feel free to visit the Destination Win YouTube channel or the Hills and Valleys Incorporated YouTube channel. Enjoy the message. Quarter 2. April, May, June. These are the months sectioned off for strategy and action planning activities. This period of time is to take the purpose and the goals that you've outlined and add in the details needed to turn your thoughts into actions. You're going to define details as to who has the ability to make this activity come to pass. Put markers around when you think particular parts of your initiatives are expected to be completed to identify, locate, use, and draw upon the resources and the people that need to be involved in making these activities come to realization. Remember, this quarter is going to be about building, and therefore you're not focusing on the end state, but you're also building in time and advance allowance for growing and strategizing along with your plan. Set markers and establish indicators that can be used to keep you on track and to determine the amount of progress that's being made. Measurement of your progress also gives you the opportunity to make informed decisions about whether or not there is a need to revise your plan and maybe even go back and revisit your structure. As always, you must do a mental health check-in, and during this mental health assessment, your attention should focus on the alignment of your strategy and action planning with both your truth and the foundation and the building exercises completed in the first quarter. Of course, today, all your activities must be in alignment with bringing you close to your 2020 first year end progress, goals, and objectives.